And welcome to Monday Sports Roundup here on 101.5 FM. It's Monday the 28th of April, the end of the Anzac weekend, and we thank all our servicemen who have served their country. Sports headlines, the Herald Sun in Melbourne. In the AFL, Geelong's coach Chris Scott admits that his side made critical mistakes in their loss to the Blues yesterday. And the Daily Telegraph in Sydney and the Courier-Mail in Brisbane, well, the editor certainly says that there are six issues that are hurting the NRL, saying that since the spectacular kickoff in Las Vegas 8 weeks ago, the code is back to its old ways where chaos and confusion reign. Let's hope they can sort all those items out. Well, let's start with the AFL Round 7. On Saturday at Marvel Stadium in Melbourne, the Brisbane Lions 118 defeated St Kilda 7-3. It was 17-16 to 11-7, with Eric Hipwood kicking four goals for the Lions. Yesterday, the Gold Coast Suns, they defeated the Sydney Swans 117-79 to remain third on the ladder after scoring 12 consecutive goals in the second term. The Lions, they're sitting second on percentage from Collingwood, 1-2. Next weekend at the Gabba, it's a local derby, the Lions will take on the Gold Coast. Can't wait for that. In the QAFL, it resumed with round four over the weekend. Maroochydore defeated Noosa. And in the women's, Maroochydore defeated Yeronga South with Amy Bissett, four goals from Maroochydore. Moreton Bay, they were hammered by the University of Queensland. And in the QFA men's Division One, round two, University of Queensland defeated Moreton Bay 134-71. But ever faithful, Rice Nichols kicked four goals for Moreton Bay. They're sixth on the ladder. In rugby league, well, the NRL round eight, Thursday, the Broncos hammered Leader Ladders Bulldogs 42-18 at Suncorp. Adam Reynolds a try and four goals. Dean Mariner two tries, led 34-0 at half time. On Saturday in Townsville, the Cowboys 50 defeated the Titans 18. The Titans led 18-12 at half time. Jeremiah Nanai and Robert Derby two tries each for the Cowboys. And the Sea Eagles, we mentioned that because they defeated the Panthers 26-10, sixth loss for the Panthers. Four-time champions now bottom of the ladder. And yesterday in Canberra, well, the Raiders defeated the Dolphins 40-28. The Dolphins led 28-10 at half-time. Poor second half. Round nine, of course, next weekend, the Magic Round, all games in Brisbane. Starts with the Women's State of Origin game, one on Thursday night. The Maroons looking to retain the title with Ali Brigginshaw and dynamic halfback Tamika Upkin named as co-captains. That kicks off at 7:45 p.m. Looking forward to all the games in Brisbane. In the Sunshine Coast Rugby League, round four, Beerwah defeated Caboolture 56-10, Josh Jansen three tries, Kawana defeated Nambour, Noosa defeated Maroochydore, Stanley River 32, defeated Caloundra 12. So that's the men's A grade. In the women, Caboolture had the bye, but in C grade, Kilcoy in second spot, they defeated Yandina 62-6. Beachmere in fourth spot defeated Beerwah 24-14. And Bribey, third spot, 56, defeated Palmwoods 8, with Gira Brooks a try and seven goals for Bribey. Great results there for the local teams in the Sunshine Coast Rugby League. Well, listeners, we're going to a short break. After the break, we'll continue on with Monday Sports Roundup. 101.5 FM. Listeners, welcome back to a Monday Sports Roundup here on 101.5 FM. In basketball, in the NBA playoffs, best of seven series, 16 teams involved so far. Oklahoma City, the only ones through to the semis. Queensland State League, in the men's Division 1, Moreton Bay fourth on the ladder, and their women are sixth. In the Youth League, though, the men and the women, Moreton Bay, both top of their table after the men defeated Logan 77-70 yesterday. In the Moreton Bay basketball, the men's senior winter championships, round one last week, saw wins to the Wolves, Beans, and there was a bye to the Kings. In the women's A grade, Bella Mayfield, for the bench warmers, she scored 22 points in their round one after defeating Redbacks 54-44. In athletics, well, the Diamond League, fantastic weekend, the opening round there in China. The Aussies claimed five podium appearances and two national records, and Queensland's Adam Adcock was second in the men's long jump. And Queensland's Lockie Kennedy, Gout Gout, and Peyton Gregg and Liam Adcock, they're all named in the Australian team to compete at the World Athletics Championships in Japan in September. Congratulations. In football, and the round ball game, English Premier League, well, Liverpool, they hammered Spurs 5-1, and they've now claimed this year's EPL title. No need to go any further. So well done to Liverpool there. Let's see what happens with Ange Postecoglou. In the Men's A-League, on Saturday, the Roar, they defeated Wellington 1-0. They'll take on the Central Coast Mariners in the last game of the season next Friday, and they'll finish, looks like, second last, so they've avoided the wooden spoon. And the women, the Raw finished seventh, but 7 points off six spots, so they didn't make it through to the elimination semi-finals. The FA Cup on the weekend, the semi-finals, Crystal Palace defeated Aston Villa 3-0, and Man City defeated Not Forest in their match there, 2-0. The final at Wembley, 17th of May. Australia Cup, Moreton City will take on Newmarket tomorrow. Good luck in round five, and let's hope things go well. A lot of games postponed over the weekend, but in the NPL, the men's, Sunshine Coast Wanderers defeated the Sunshine Coast 2-0. In the Football Queensland Premier League, one, the women and the men. Caboolture Sports defeated the Thunder 6-1, with Shitoro Katawaki scoring three goals. Well done. In the Australian Swimming Championships in Brisbane, Wilson Peters Western Club from swim club from Indooroopilly, they claim the club point score title with 1,751 points. Well done there. And some highlights there, particularly Ella Ramsey, Cameron McVoy and Molly O'Callaghan, won the women's open 100 metres and freestyle and 200 metres freestyle, and Kylie McEwen 100 metres backstroke. Plenty of medals there. In netball, well, round three, the local derby, Sunshine Coast Lightning defeated the Firebirds on Saturday 64-50 in the Battle of the Bruce. Ash Irwin was the most valuable player. Next to Saturday, the Lightning will take on the Fever in Perth. The Firebirds will take on the Swifts in Sydney. And we've got three Queenslanders named in the under-17 Australian squad and eight Queenslanders in the under-19 netball squad. Well done to those 11 players. Rugby Union, last Friday, the Queensland Reds defeated Auckland Blues 35-21. They remain fourth on the ladder. Sunshine Coast Rugby League, round one on the weekend. And Caboolture, they lost to Maroochydore. And in the LIV Golf, well, Aussies Lucas Herbert and Cameron Smith both doing well. And well done to Aussie surfers Isabel Nichols and Jack Robinson. Had a great weekend. They won their respective titles at Bells Beach. And we'll be back on the 12th of May with Monday Sports Roundup here on 101.5 FM. Have a great week.